This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, October 13th. God's word for you today is in life. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 107, verse 2. And it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy." A believer's attitude must flow from who he or she is in God. Who are you in God? The phrase "say so," highlighted in today's anchor scripture, means to verbally declare. In other words, you are the redeemed of the Lord. Show it. You are a child of the Most High God. Show it. Let it show in your attitude when you are engaging even your enemies. Let it show in your attitude. Do not feel that you have to put yourself down. The question is, are you a child of God? How should a child of God behave? Are you royalty? Remember the example of Abraham and Isaac. While the servant could not ask questions, Isaac asked his father, "Where is the sacrifice?" The difference between the servant and the son is in the son's attitude. The attitude is not arrogance. The son simply knows that this is his dad, and if he does not understand anything, he will not hesitate to ask his father. The servant is not like that. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." The New Living Translation of Psalm 107 verse 2 says, "Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies." The scripture says to speak out, let it show, and that is how the lion behaves. The lion will not turn aside for anything because it does not recognize any other animal as greater than itself. When the lion sees the giraffe, it most likely sees food. Do you know that the male lion sleeps for 20 hours a day? It is the female lion that does a lot of the hunting and brings the catch home as a virtuous woman. We are going to learn three things that are crucial in taking bold steps in life. I reckon these three things to be totally indispensable in taking bold steps in life. In taking bold steps in life, do not confuse outrage with courage. Outrage is not courage. The early part of my secondary school years was in a military school, and I had friends whose parents and relatives were in the army. One of my friends was telling us a story about his brother, who was a captain in the army. He said his brother went partying with one of his friends, and on their way back in the wee hours of the morning, they were stopped at a military roadblock by armed corporals. The friend who was with him was confident that his captain friend was going to deal with the situation. The soldiers told them to get out of their car and sit on the floor. In the process of searching, they went through their wallets and discovered that he was a captain. So they started apologizing and attempted to return the money they had taken from them. The captain said they should return just his wallet and keep the money and thanked them. The captain's friend was boiling, and when they got into the car, he exploded. "Why didn't you do something? You are a captain." And the captain said something I will never forget. He said, "You do not argue with a man holding a gun. Every soldier knows that the bullet does not respect rank." Let us pray. Father, I ask for the grace to maneuver with wisdom, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.